this thing was granted, and our oath swore with full glad heart, and prayed him also that he would vouchsafe for to do so, and that he would be our governor, and of our tales judge and reporter, and set a supper at a certain price, and we will rule it be at his device in high and low. And thus by one assent we've been accorded to his judgment. And thereupon the wine was fetched anon. We drank, and to rest went each one, withouten any longer tarrying. A morrow, when the day began to spring, up rose our host, and was our olla cock, and gathered us together in a flock, and forth we rode, a little more than pace, unto the watering of St. Thomas. And there our host began his horse a rest, and said,
"Lords, hearken if you list. You watch your forward, and I it you record, if evensong and morrow song accord. Let's see now who shall tell the first tale. As ever may I drink wine or ale, whoso be rebel to my judgment shall pay for all that by the way is spent. Now draweth cut, ere that we further twin. He which that hath the shortest shall begin. Sir Knight," quod he, "my master and my lord, now draweth cut, for that is mine accord. Come near," quod he, "my lady prioress, and you, sir clerk, let be your shamefastness, nor study not. Lay hand to every man."
Anon to drawn every wight began, and shortly for to tell an as it was, were it by aventure, or sort, or cass. The sooth is this, the cut fell to the knight, of which full blithe and glad was every wight, and tell he must his tale, as was reason, by forward and by composition, as you have heard. What needeth words more? And when this good man saw that it was so, as he that wise was, and obedient, to keep his forward by his free assent, he said, "Since I shall begin the game, what, welcome be the cut in God's name. Now let us ride, and hearken what I say." And with that word we riden forth our way, and he began, with right a merry cheer, his tale anon, and said, as you may hear.
This ends Disc 1.